It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. I am Jim Galante sitting in for Andy. I am with Ross Tucker and Bob Flounders. They are all prepped and ready to answer your questions. And if you want these guys to answer your Penn State question, the best way is to download our app, Keystone Sports, and push the Ask Ross button. That's all there is to it. And the best question will get a barbecue prize from the folks at 409 Tailgate Club. Go to their site, 409tailgateclub.com, to see all of their great products. All right, gentlemen, are you ready?
We are ready.
First off, Ross, if 6'7" Lamar Stevens suddenly quit basketball and decided to play football, what position do you think he'd be best suited for, and how good do you think he could actually be?
Yeah, I would say that's not a great question because the answer is almost always tight end. It really is.
Rico Gathers, Tony Gonzalez, right?
Wasn't he?
Antonio Gates.
He was a great basketball player.
Yes.
At Cal. Great basketball player.
So the answer is almost always tight end. Although Lamar is so good that even if he doesn't make the NBA, he could get paid well overseas for a while. I think there are guys that aren't as good as him that should strongly consider it.
I would seeing Lamar Stevens play basketball, though, his combination of strength and body control. You watch him go
Antonio Gates, length
of the court. Yes.
Antonio Gates is another one.
Yeah. There's been a lot of precedent for it. Do you watch enough Penn State basketball? Do you know Jamari Wheeler is their point guard?
Yeah.
Would his skills translate to football?
Like a DB?
Yeah, DB or receiver. Flanker or slot
receiver. I
mean,
maybe, but he's it's so also quick. Not as easy as everybody makes it out to be.
Of course not. But
I'd love to see him try.
They said that the guy that would have been incredible because he was incredible in high school was Allen Iverson. They said he was a phenomenal high school.
I've seen his high school highlights.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was just a freak athlete. Yeah. All right. Anyway, practice. I feel obligated to put that in. This is James from Revere, Massachusetts. Hey, Ross, I'm asking this while waiting for the firefighters to clear me to enter my apartment again. I don't know what's going on, James, but I hope it works out for you. What positions in college or the NFL in terms of role or technique have changed the most or the least since you played?
That's a good question.
Deep thoughts, Ross, deep thoughts.
Tight end. Tight end, like when I played, tight ends blocked.
Yeah.
Those guys almost never block now. I mean, it has really changed quite a bit. Those guys don't block nearly as much as they used to. So I would say tight end. I would say in a weird way, center, just in the sense that everything's gun now, like in college, whereas it used to be everything was under center. So that part of it's changed a little bit. I would say, you know what? You know what the other big one is? Linebacker.
I was going to say the hybrid safety linebacker.
Linebacker. You know, when I played, I hate being that guy, by the way, the old, when I played.
Back in my day.
Yes,
it's only going to get worse. Men were men, though, back then.
No, but when I played, like linebackers were 245, 250 pounds. Some of them were bigger than that. Like, I played against LaVon Kirkland. It was like 290.
Easily.
And they would hit you. Like, they were big. Like, Jeremiah Trotter was 260, 265.
Yeah, I remember.
Nowadays, you don't see any guys like that. The game, you know, receivers are always receivers. DBs are always DBs to some extent. But it's like the tight end linebacker, they have become much more about the passing game. Much more about receiving for tight ends and athletic ability and coverage for the linebackers. So I'd say those two. I mean, I think I've said this before, but I did 16 college football games last year as a color commentator, 13 TV, 3 radio. And most teams have one linebacker that weighs more than 225.
Wow.
Like the middle linebacker is probably 230, 235, but both outside guys are anywhere between 195 and 220, 225. I mean, it has really, really changed.
That is a big difference. All right.
That's a good question.
We'll remember that. Leader in the clubhouse. Next up is my buddy Nick from Berwick. I've met Nick, now my buddy. And we texted on this topic, but he wanted to make sure that Ross answered the question. Apparently, Ross's background as a college football player, pro player, means more than my years sitting on the couch
That's
watching
hard to believe,
football.
But let's just see what happens.
It is. Ross, besides Lamar Jackson this past season, it seems like pro-style quarterback is more valuable in the NFL due to the likelihood of getting injured. The opposite seems to be true in college football, where the dual threat quarterback seems to be the more sought after style. Why is that? I think he answered his question with the injury, right?
Yeah, well, there's a couple things. In college, they're not getting paid, and you have five of them under scholarship. So if you lose Sean Clifford against Ohio State, you put in Will Levis, and you keep running the same offense. In the NFL, your starting quarterback is going to be making, you know, upwards at times of 10 to 20% of the salary cap. If he gets hurt, there's usually a gigantic drop-off to the next one. And also, you got to really make a decision if you want to have all your backup quarterbacks be dual-threat guys as well. It's a lot more violent in the NFL. Quarterbacks are much more likely to get hurt. It's a longer season. And, yeah, those are the reasons.
Is there – we talked about positions changing. Is there, though, an emphasis now on more mobility, but you move to throw the ball, not move to run the ball, like, say, Patrick Mahomes?
Without question. Without question. If you are considered, like, just a pocket guy, like – Jacob Eason from Washington, or even Jake Fromm from Georgia, and you're not, people don't think you can really make any plays with your feet. That's tough. Though, I mean, you think about all the plays that Burrow made, and you know, it is tough to just totally get a zilch, a zero in terms of being able to make plays with your feet.
Gotcha. All right. Next up is Jared from Wormleysburg. Ross, what, if any, impact do you see the XFL having on college players' decisions to leave school early? Will some consider it a superior fallback plan, allowing them to take bigger risk of declaring? Would some consider playing 1 year in the XFL to make some money and showcase their skills against professionals before putting their name into the NFL draft?
I don't see many of them doing it with what they're paying right now. I mean, they're paying, guys are going to get like between $28,000 and $55,000 depending on how many games their team wins. Now, I will say this, it's different for quarterbacks. Quarterbacks are getting 5 to 10x that. You know, they're getting a lot more than that. That's just not, they don't say that publicly because they don't want the other guys to feel bad. I don't see very many guys leaving college football for that. Now, there is a guy that was all Big 12 for West Virginia from Pittsburgh named Kenny Robinson, who was named academically ineligible and still wasn't eligible for the NFL yet. So he went to the XFL. He's doing it right now. So he's eligible for this draft, Kenny Robinson, but he's playing in the XFL and he's making $55,000 or whatever it is, 50 grand. So rather than training and doing pro days, he's like, you know what? Because he was academically ineligible this past season. So he wanted to have some more tape to show the teams because the season ends right around the draft. More tape to show the teams and get some money to do it. That makes sense. But he was academically ineligible at West Virginia. So that kind of changes
so
things a little bit. Yeah. I don't see very many guys doing it unless the XFL pays more money. Frankly, some of those guys are getting paid more than that to stay at the college they're at right now.
we'll just slide right by that.
Also, all co-eds.
Right. Yes.
Okay. There you go. The girlfriend is undefeated, right, Ross?
It doesn't even have to be a girlfriend, just co-eds.
It's
Sometimes you're a free agent.
Okay, let's move on. Chris from Burbank. Great show, guys. With the proximity and frequency of Landon Tangwald's visits to Penn State, is there any danger of a recruit becoming so familiar with a program and campus that he takes it for granted? If so, do you think this played any part in Julian Fleming's ultimate decision?
Yes and yes. I do think that if you go to a place all the time when you're ninth and 10th grade and then you commit to it before you really get these other offers, it's human nature and everybody will be in your ear saying, well, you can still go to Penn State, but why don't you at least check out these other schools? Why don't you at least see what else is out there? And you know what? They're right. You should check out the other schools. You should see what else is out there so that you feel better about your decision when you actually make it. You absolutely should. I'll say this. I watched his video recently, you know, because he's so highly touted and they talk about Penn State having a chance to get three top 50 offensive linemen. I was not as impressed as I thought I would be. The pictures of him and the video, he is a total monster. He's like 6'6", 300, and looks like he's chiseled out of granite. He looks like he could start for, like, he looks like a senior in college, his body. But then I actually watched his video, and I'm not sure he's agile enough to play tackle. I think maybe he's a guard. I don't know. I guess I had heard so much about him the last couple of years, and he was so highly touted. I guess I was just expecting a little bit more.
If you had to grade him, 8.1?
It's here to stay. It's here to stay, Ross.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know if I'd give him an 8.1.
Wow.
But I do think that's a very real thing. You know, and I know that Penn State coaches are conscious about it. Because Fleming was there like every week. And so at some point, it's like, what else do you have to show the kid? You don't really have anything else to show them. You don't have anything else really to say them. And it kind of gets stale. It kind of gets boring. And then somebody new comes in. Look, Bob was talking about co-eds earlier.
I was going to say co-eds again.
There are times.
You beat me to it.
There are times where you are with the same co-ed for a couple of years and then another co-ed shows interest and you're like, you know what? I'd like to talk to that co-ed.
Variety, too. James. Variety.
Variety is the spice of life, Jim. Come on.
All right. It always comes back to the girlfriend. All right. That's it for quarter number three. We will announce our winner at the start of quarter number four when we do Bob's Top 25 Player Countdown.
Keystone Kickoff from KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
Looking for a great gift for the blue and white fan in your life? Check out 409tailgateclub.com for some great ideas. You can get the tailgate box that includes all their rubs and sauces. Then there's the Bloody Mary gift box, complete with mix, bacon salt, and even pepperoni straws. Go to 409tailgateclub.com and check out their online store. Don't forget to use code KSN on checkout for a discount. That's 409tailgateclub.com and use code KSN.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.